next threesome will include the Irish band of U2. Yes, nice. One of my favorites of all time.
Good
they
choice.
Are definitely up in the top five in my category of favorite groups.
Ding.
What was that? Are you getting dings, Kala?
Yep, I am. That's
all right,
my son.
So we're going to do our threesome at three, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to be silly, me and Kala, and you know, I get a couple surprises. Well, maybe at least one good one. She's totally gonna be blown away. And you guys out there are totally gonna be blown away by me playing this. Yes. I have a song for her. Just to get her in the mood for Saturday night at Portobello's. It starts at what time?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. All right. It goes to 8 to 9 because
I get tired.
There's a lot of old people in Wakefield. they need to get to bed.
No, my 70-year-old parents will probably be there. Busta
oh, they're awesome. They're awesome. They were freaked out by me, I think, a little bit when they see
you
me.
Can't freak
they were like,
out.
Arr.
They have more energy
guy?
Than we do. They're so funny.
All right, so we're gonna do our threesome at three. And we're going to start with the little U2. And we'll be back in 3 and 3. I'm no Chuck Woolery. I'm one step ahead.
Oh, good.
We'll see you boys and girls in a minute. Or 3 minutes.
Surrender. These broken.
a blue shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck, and the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck.
That's right, we are back to the game. That was your threesome at three. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always gotta love a threesome at three, especially when it's you two, and I wanted to end it, especially for today, because it is a beautiful day.
It certainly is.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it, DJ Kala?
Yep, making me smile.
Yes, 3:17 in the afternoon, and I'm gonna tell you how beautiful it is. It's still 70 degrees.
Wow.
And it's holding strong, but... You know, who knows? I'm sure the funny man would probably have a different take on it. But we have a... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's 76.
Oh,
I didn't reboot it. Wow. I didn't reboot my weather.
Nice.
You know,
little update.
You always have to reboot your weather, boys and girls. That's just a PSA from Pauly B. Reboot your weather.
Always.
Because if you don't reboot your weather, you never know what you're getting.
Exactly.
Anyways, so as I said, 3:17 in the afternoon, and I think it might be time for some silly news. What do you think, DJ Kala?
We got some weird ones.
Well, that's why it's called Silly News.
That's right.
It better be silly.
As this was silly, I have things people do in the shower that have nothing to do with washing.
Oh, really?
Yes. People have been eating oranges in the shower to avoid spilling the juice everywhere.
I was mistaken. I thought that was one of your questions for
for Carla's Corner.
Yeah. No. What do you do in the shower?
Nope, I will never be asking that question.
But, but why don't you lay it on us? What people? Thank God you didn't ask me.
No, I've learned.
Maybe that's a question for another day, when me and the funny man are both here.
Oh, boy. So, the Shower Orange Group clearly states no grapefruits are to be consumed in the shower, but oranges, clementines, tangerines, and blood oranges are very much encouraged.
Really? Why? Yeah. What's wrong with grapefruits?
This bizarre activity. I don't know. Maybe they're too tart. Who knows?
I know a couple of grapefruits.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live up in Chelsea.
I work with some. Oh, boy. A quick poll showed...
Excuse me?
A quick poll revealed some of the things.
Is there anything such as a quick poll?
I guess. I don't know what they call
all right,
this
never mind.
Stuff.
I'm just being fresh.
They do a lot more than just washing in the shower. So here are some of the weird and wonderful alternative activities you can try.
Okay.
You can drink a shower beer. That's drinking
I've
in
done
the
that.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
What do you mean you're sure I have?
You seem like the type that would have fun in the shower.
Yes. When I'm on vacation, you know.
There you go.
That's it.
Here's one I'm guilty of. Cleaning the actual shower while I'm taking one.
I've done that as well.
Right?
Why not? Yes, I have.
Like, grab the sponge and start washing
them. You're already naked and, you know, and you're going to get clean anyway. That's the best time. Why do it? Yeah, I know. Relax. Why do it when, you know, you're all clothed and everything? No, get in there.
Right.
Get down and dirty, and then clean up.
You don't want to get any of that stuff on your clothes, get bleach stains.
I don't see that as anything wrong.
All right, here's another one. How about brushing your teeth? I find that gross, but...
In the shower, no.
Yeah, my son does.
Really?
Yeah, he's got his toothbrush in there, and always, every time the toothpaste is missing, I know it's in the shower.
Wow.
Some people pee in the shower.
I've done that.
That's laziness.
It's not laziness if you gotta go. Listen, if you're a guy, I'm gonna tell you right now, you get in that shower, that water starts coming on you. All you have to do is run water, and a guy's ready to pee. You've just seen me run to the bathroom 3 times since we've been here.
Yep.
And I don't even hear any water.
Here's an odd one. Pretend you're in a musical. I don't know.
I don't know.
That one?
I don't know what that means.
I have no explanation.
Maybe that's for the, lighten the loafers.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I know my son dances and listens to rap music in the shower. And he actually
he better be careful. I listen to rock and roll when I'm in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah, I bring my phone in and just let it blare, while I'm showering. But, I mean, that's... I'm not dancing around in the soapy water.
He actually brought...
I don't want to crack my head open.
He brought a piece of pizza in with him one time.
A piece of pizza?
Yep. Had some rap music playing, decided to put his video camera on and dance.
Oh, my. You know what you need? You need to install a garbage disposal in your shower. You know, for the kids.
For the crust.
Yeah. So when they're eating and they're done, they put it right down the garbage disposal.
Too funny. All right. Other people ponder life's big questions while they're in the shower. You know what? I'm not going to continue with the next one.
Why? Masturbation?
Yeah, you said it. Good Lord. Some things we just don't need to broadcast. I'm just saying.
Why not? Come on, everybody's guilty of it.
Oh, man. All right. That's conversation for you and Chris on another day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. In other weird stories, we have a gym that's offering napping classes.
I'm sorry. That was just for the masturbation.
Oh jeez. All right. DJ Christ, where are you? He's getting out of control again.
Who?
Oh, me? All right.
What are you talking about?
So there's been Duskercise, yoga, baby animals prancing around the park, fitness fads that come and go. But we have a new fitness center in the UK that's giving weary gym goers one workout that almost anyone can count on.
Mm-hmm.
Napping. It's a 60-minute class called Nappercise. People attending the classes aren't sweating it out. They're actually catching some Z's and getting away from their to-do lists.
What are you talking about?
Taking a nap. So they say,
at the gym.
Yep. It reinvigorates your mind, improves your mood, and even helps you burn that odd calorie. The hour-long session, which is 45 minutes of napping and 15 minutes of light stretching, which is definitely one way to refresh and renew, the gym provides also a bed, a blanket, an eye mask. The room is even set to an ideal temperature for slumber. So, what does it say? Not even the most minor details get overlooked. If this sounds like a marketing stunt, or one more way for gyms to get bodies in the door, there's some science behind this midday napping and its benefits.
I don't get it.
I don't know. They're saying it helps you boost your learning capacity and do better in school.
No, I don't get it. I had a good drop for it, but it's not. It's a snoring drop, but it's...
It is a snoring. You could do that.
It's apparently sound asleep.
I just can't. I can't imagine going to the gym to take a nap.
No, why would you pay for that? You can do that at home.
Do that? I know, right? It's kind of bizarre behavior. Go hang out with a bunch of strangers and take a nap.
Exactly.
And pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling the BS on that one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Speaking of BS, how about these...
I don't think
what the hell was that?
To pump you up. And then take a nap. Or take a nap first, then pump you up.
All right. What is going on lately with the airlines?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. All kinds of news stories. We've got people being dragged down, people getting in lawsuits over going to the bathroom. United Airlines just had a giant rabbit die.
Wait a minute. First of all, you're not taking the rabbit into the cabin, right? It's underneath.
I don't know if they put them under the seat or underneath.
Let's you can't. See. Okay, I don't know.
Sometimes they make you put them in the little... crates. So this is a 3-foot-long giant rabbit that died at a United Airlines in pet holding facility. Okay, so it wasn't
a 3-foot-long rabbit.
Imagine. Yep, it struggles with the global backlash this month over a passenger.
You sure that was a rabbit?
Dragged from his seat.
The rabbit was dragged from its cage.
The 10-month-old continental giant breed rabbit named Simon, who was tipped to become one of the world's largest rabbits, had appeared to be in good condition upon arrival at the facility at O'Hare Airport. Simon was due to be picked up by a celebrity who had brought him, but when a United worker later checked on Simon, he found him dead.
You know, I have a good rabbit drop, but nobody can hear it.
Aw.
Well, rabbit's not that loud.
See, Chris would have had something. All right.
Woody?
The cause of death has not yet been determined, said the spokesperson for United.
Okay.
Yep. Weird news today.
So they call the air marshals in to extract the rabbit.
Rescue Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Simon.
Well, thank you, caller, for the silly news, because that was very silly.
A little bizarre, too.
All right, anyways, 3:26 in the afternoon here at the Giddy Up. At this time, I'd like to, dedicate a song to my partner in crime over here,
nice.
Carla, and get her ready for her Portobello's gig tomorrow night from 8 to 8:30.
Whenever we leave, yeah. Depends on how tired I am.
Depending on the geriatrics that come in there,
God.
With their walkers and.
There's no geriatrics.
I am so just kidding, because
we get a party crowd.
We all went about a month ago and had a great time. She plays great music, and you guys are in for a treat if you go see her tomorrow night. So not part of the show, but I'm gonna make it part of the show today, since we have no wheel. But I might be back with something else kind of stupid. This isn't stupid, though. This is honest, honest to God. And I think Carla and all of our listeners are going to be blown away by me playing this. So wow. Take us out, Carla, and this is for you.
Thank you so much,
and to warm everybody up for tomorrow night.
All right. I can't wait to hear this. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Mass.
We'll be right back, kids.
Gilbert Godfrey.
Open up the door. Won't you open up the door? Yeah. Feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. And it feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. Oh, it feels
All right, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up.
That was awesome. Awesome, awesome.
You don't even know what's going on in the studio. I don't know. I get into a different state of mind when I get in here.
He is so funny.
Welcome back to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls, 3:40 in the afternoon on this beautiful 76 day degree weather in sunny Medford. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm winded. So I played the groove line for my padre.
That was
my
awesome.
compadre, I should say. DJ Carla D, and she was loving every minute of it.
Absolutely. That did blow my mind. I was
yes, that's what we're here to do, is blow minds.
Exactly. Great song.
And blow a gasket. Good thing I blew a gasket.
Polly's out on commission now.
And, yeah, I was doing a little dancing, and apparently Ms. Carla...
I'll have to post that
was,
for you.
...was filming me on her phone.
Yep. It may go live.
It may go live. It may go viral.
Viral. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. Kids, 3:41. Yeah. Well, this time is flow as usual. I'm going to play a couple more songs, but I want to say thank you to the funny man for calling in with the shout outs. And of course, we all having a good time. And I would like to impart the weekend weather. Not that I really have to, because it looks gorgeous.
Perfect.
Today is going to be a yes. If you go to the Red Sox game, especially tonight, oh my God, you are in for a treat. It's going to be like 70 degrees at night. So it's going to be a beautiful game, especially against the Cubbies, you know, which will be our new rivals since Theo Epstein is over there now and they just won the World Series. But so 70... you know, 6 degrees right now. So tonight is going to be beautiful, beautiful. And then tomorrow, the only thing problem with tomorrow is a chance of thunder showers in the morning.
But the morning or the night?
The morning, a morning shower.
Okay.
Well, and then it says isolated PM showers.
Mm.
So, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, we'll take it.
My pick for the weekend, even though it's going to be cooler. But it's not going to rain. It is Sunday. You just, you know, enjoy the day. It's going to be highs of 60s.
Yeah, keep your eyes open,
you know,
people.
What I'm saying? But I mean, tomorrow, don't get me wrong, it's going to be beautiful. Highs of 78.
It's motorcycle riding weather.
It absolutely is. Yeah. So you and Big E, get on the hogs and ride. Yeah.
So please, people, keep your eyes open. Watch out for motorcyclists.
Absolutely. Open your effing eyes and get off the cell phones.
Yeah, that's somebody's mom, dad, aunt, uncle, son. You got to be careful.
No, you definitely better watch out for the bikes. And not even just the bikes, but pedestrians.
Everyone. Of course,
you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people get on those cell phones and
it's
ridiculous.
Crazy now.
They don't pay attention to anything else.
So true.
Anyways, all right, we're not bringing the show down. 3:43 in the afternoon. I'm going to play another tune, and we'll be back with, I guess, our goodbyes, and then probably, you know, who knows? Who knows what else is going to happen? I don't think I'm going to dance again, but...
He's still winded from the last one.
No, I'm fine.
It was great. I'm definitely posting this.
I look silly.
Good times.
No, I don't care. You know,
no.
I'm here to have fun.
Exactly.
You know, life is about trying to have fun, right?
Yep. Smile
All right.
and laughter.
All right. So take us out, TJ Kala.
You are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Mass.
We'll be right back, kids. Hold on to your seats. Keep your hands, arms, and legs in the ride at all times.
Game. Okay, terrific.
Yeah.
I got id. That's actually not the honest title of it.
Oh, no.
No, it's I got shite.
Gotcha.
And before that was, of course, some Jane by Jefferson Starship and a little BTO Let It Ride.
Great songs.
Yeah, we're having a good time today.
Absolutely. We dancing. Do every week.
Yeah, well, how can you not? Anyway, 3:53 in the afternoon, boys and girls, and it's a time that we really, you know, we kind of don't like, but, I mean, we like saying, you know, goodbye, not goodbyes, but we'll see you next week,
see
right?
See you soon type of thing.
So, DJ Khaled, would you like to take it away and start us off?
All right, everyone get outside. Thanks for listening. Enjoy that warm air and the sunshine. Stay warm, have fun, and be safe. And we will see you next week. Oh, you'll hear from us anyway. You won't see us unless maybe Polly does some more video. You never know.
Well, make sure you go on the Giddy Up page and us if you haven't yet. And,
I'm gonna post that.
And there might be something, you know, a little funny on the Giddy Up page this week for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you all for listening in. And as I, you know, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here because we love you guys. And thanks for listening. And let me start by saying stay Boston strong, even though our Bruins are out of it. But, our Celtics are on tonight in a big game tonight. They might win the first round, which would be great against Chicago. So
be awesome.
I want to stay Boston strong. I already said that. Ooh, wow, I'm losing my mind. That dance really took a lot out of me.
It's the sun.
I'll always be a rock and never roll. We're going to take a 166-hour break.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Get a little nap in.
It's not a bad gig. And I want to apologize to the funny man, Mr. Christ. We ran out of time. We couldn't have him on today.
leaving him in the back.
Yeah. So anyways, boys and girls, have a beautiful... It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
So have a great weekend. Enjoy it. And we'll hear from you all next week. And, you know, all nothing but love for you.
That's right. Stay awesome.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Blue sky, please tell us why you had to.